This is the week of both Passover and Easter, and for commentator Laurel Snyder, who grew up Jewish in an interfaith home, that coincidence makes her uneasy. She would prefer not to mix the holidays.
Springtime is the growing season. Stems rise up and intertwine, vines tangle, roots dig down and knot themselves underground, and Passover and Easter overlap, so people throw interfaith seders. Did you know that the Last Supper was a seder, Christian friends ask me? They explain that Jesus was a Jew. Yeah, I say, I knew that. Isn't it nice how everyone wants to be friends? It's almost as if all the world's religions were just one big religion. It's almost as if we all believed the same thing. But we don't. Not really. And maybe that's okay. I'm both the product of a Jewish intermarriage and intermarried myself. But I was raised a practicing Jew because of an odd deal struck just before my parents got married. So everyone assumes I delight in multicultural events. And as a result, I get invited to a lot of interfaith seders. While I may enjoy the rituals of two faiths, having grown up that way, I'm troubled by the blending of those rituals. While I may host my own seder and then join my mom for Easter dinner at her place, I find the blending problematic. Rituals mean something. They stand for something. And what they stand for is not pluralism. No matter how much we try to reshape them, no matter how Abrahamic our disparate faiths may be, we can play the role of attentive guest at someone else's table, but we can't ever really get inside someone else's God. How can I explain this better? What does the Seder mean to a Jew? It means that the world kills us and we resist death. It means that a tiny minority can find safe haven. It means that miracles will happen, that tyrants will be destroyed and slaves freed. It means 8 days of deprivation. And to a Christian, a Seder means Jesus. It means the Last Supper. A Seder shows a Christian what Jesus might have eaten, allows a Christian to hear, for about 2 hours, the words Jesus might have spoken. I imagine it feels holy, ancient, like a really good play. Jesus was a Jew, and so Jews are fascinating to Christians, the way a Renaissance festival is fascinating, as an earlier draft of the world. But who wants to be the first draft of someone else's story? I feel upset by interfaith seders, by the attempted blending of faiths, maybe because I'm the product of such blending. So it makes me nervous. It reminds me that if I don't believe something, I might just end up a watered-down version of nothing. I know that we should all try to understand one another, but I also know that what makes a religion meaningful is what makes it sacred, unique, particular. Its histories, prayers, and yeah, even its dogmas. When you blend the mysteries of two faiths, what's left of either? So I've decided to avoid it all as much as I can, this blending. I'll continue to love my Christian family and respect them, but I prefer to keep my rituals separate, Jewish, the way an observant Jew might separate the milk dishes from the meat dishes. Both sets of plates meaningful, necessary, and true, just stored on different shelves.
Laurel Snyder is the author of Half-Life, Jewish Tales from Interfaith Homes.